Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
So, listen, I get that it could be a really bad idea if you trust the wrong person with your bank details. Mm. But many of us rely on our nearest and our dearest to do some transactions for us. So they need our banking details. Surely that's okay? Your most trusted?
Okay, Darren. Well, no. In short, no. Not still. Unless you formalize the arrangement with some kind of, you know, power of attorney or something. Your bank, this is the thing. Your bank expressly, your contract that you sign with your bank expressly forbids you from sharing those details with anyone, and that means anyone. I'll get to why later, but okay. What prompted me to ask the tweeps, people who are active on Twitter, earlier this week, who besides them knows their bank details, in other words, can transact in their name, was an email I received from a listener which went like this. I require assistance with debts that are building up due to an ex-boyfriend. I previously opened up a case against him based on fraud committed on my bank account, as he'd called the bank, changing his voice to sound like a woman, and cancelled my card saying it had been stolen when it hadn't. I'd just broken up with him then, and he just wanted to be nasty. He knows all my details off by heart. He even applied for a credit card once in my name without telling me. I only knew about it when it arrived. I just want my credit profile to be reinstated as to how it was, with no debt on my name due to him. He has done numerous fraudulent things in my name and messed up my credit record, which he knows I'm very particular about. Please assist.
I was getting my head around. Hi.
This is Mrs. Nola. I'd like to cancel my card,
because that's exactly how I sound, of course.
I'm sure. It.
The thing is, yeah, I'm in such trouble now.
Who's talking right now?
The thing is, we're laughing, but I'm sure that he's not the only man who's done that. I think it's a bit more difficult for a woman to impersonate a man. But anyway.
It shouldn't be that hard.
I think, given this voice thing, we really should support those banks and insurers which want us to embrace their voice recognition security measures. And you can see fingerprints coming into their own as well. But I'm pretty sure that a lot of listeners who heard me reading out that email are thinking, how stupid of that woman to share all her personal stuff with her boyfriend enough to allow him to actually impersonate her, get into debt in her name, and mess with her credit record. But how many people have happily given their bank account details and their passwords to their spouse, their family members, their cousins, sometimes, you know, not even members of the immediate family? Most people who responded to my Twitter question did say that no one else but them knows their details, but there were many who said, you know, a lot, not just one person, two, three, four, their whole social circle. An ordinary girl said to me, I know this shocks a friend of mine, but my hubby, my sister, my mom, my brother, ... Yolanda said almost everyone in my family, and I know theirs as well as my uncle-in-laws. Another one said, all my siblings, my workmates, almost everyone I'm close to. When I asked if he was joking, he said, I'm dead serious, and not a single person has taken a single cent without my consent. Another woman said, my sister, my best friend, and a guy I've been with for the past 15 years.
Surely that would be okay.
Well, you did read the email I read out earlier.
Yes.
Muz said, my friends, this was the most alarming one, they know my pins because I usually give them out when I'm drunk. That may sound a little irresponsible, but it's out of trust. Believe me, they'd never make any transaction without my conscious consent.
No, you're quite right. I've never made any silly decisions.
Right, exactly. So the banking umbert, Rihanna Stain, obviously thinks it's a very bad idea. But her reasons are quite interesting.
Yes.
And, yeah, well,
what are the reasons?
Hold on. I'll tell you just now.
Okay,
just now.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Now, come on, Wendy. I mean, sometimes we're not able to do our banking and we trust my mum or my partner, my best friend. Or, you've got to give your banking details out to someone eventually.
Okay. This is why banking ombud Rihanna Stain thinks it's a terrible idea. In the ATM space, she said, now bear in mind, their office gets complaints from people who go to their bank and say, I need a refund, I was a victim of fraud, and please side with me, Rihanna. And they had this impartial group of attorneys, basically, who then mediate and decide who was wrong. She says, in the ATM space, we often deal with what we call phantom withdrawals, also known as friendly fraud. It's a thing. Mm. Essentially, due to the transactional pattern of the fraud, she said, we make a finding based on the information presented that is the most probable that someone that the person knew and trusted had access to their card and PIN, made the disputed transactions, and simply returned the card to its place without the person even knowing or suspecting that the card was gone.
Okay.
In these instances, if that is you, you are held liable for the loss suffered, as the bank can show that your card and PIN were used to perform the transactions, the same card that is still in your possession.
Mm.
And as because you have now given your PIN to somebody else, the bank denies liability for the loss suffered because you compromised your PIN. Just because it's not a stranger and you didn't, you know, let someone shoulder surf you at the ATM, you've given it to someone, and your contract with your bank specifically preclude you from doing that. Okay. So a couple of people on Twitter cautioned those responding to my question on Twitter with their names by saying, yes, they share it with their sister and their boyfriend or whatever. Someone said, I would not answer on a public platform like this. If someone does compromise your banking details, then this will be found and used against you by your bank. And he was true. He was right. Although I wouldn't have got, if I'd done a poll, I wouldn't have got all the interesting detail in the answers that I got. So Rihanna Stanley-Ombud confirmed that the relationship between you and your bank is a contractual one. You sign that thing when you get your card, that contract. And you agree not to compromise your confidential account details. That's your card details, your PIN, your password, all of that. Plus, the code of banking practice places duties and obligations on clients, that's us, to protect our accounts in order to safeguard against unauthorized access by third parties. You will be liable for all losses if you act fraudulently. You may also be liable for losses if you acted negligently or without reasonable care, and this has contributed to the losses. So in other words, giving your PIN out when you're drunk.
So,
or sober.
So if the bank finds out that you didn't keep your details secret, the bank can automatically deny any liability.
Happily, it's not quite that straightforward. This is how Rihanna put it. It's in your best interest not to share your PIN and password with anyone. Mm-hmm. Firstly, because you're in breach of your contract with the bank. And secondly, in the event that you suffered a loss, as we're saying, as a result of compromising your PIN, you will be held accountable. But there must be an established link between the loss suffered and your action. So You sharing your details must be linked with how the fraud happened to you, kind of thing. When it comes to liability, she said, each case is decided on the specific set of facts pertaining to it. But the bottom line is, some things are best not shared with anyone. Your toothbrush, your contact lenses,
and your
underwear,
details.
Your bank details. Just don't do it. You are...
And I suppose keep in mind that every person who was defrauded by a loved one, a boyfriend, a partner,
didn't believe
a
they were
member,
capable
didn't
of it.
Think that their family would do it. Every single one.
Exactly.
All right. If you want to engage directly with Wendy, best place is her Facebook. There is an email option on her Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer on Facebook. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren. Get up!
East Coast Breakfast.
With Darren Moore, Kerry and Skye.